views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teaching on the planet, and we're here to help you to discover true empowerment. Hello, Sabrina.
Hey, Christine. How are you doing? You're not blowing away, are you?
Well, not quite yet, but we did lose power briefly here. It's rainy and windy, and you know, we have tall trees here with power lines exposed on some of the roads, and so sometimes we lose power. And it was kind of funny because when I came into my office earlier, I said to my office manager, Peggy, I said, you know, I'm afraid that we may lose power during the radio show. And with that, the power went out. And then I said, oh gosh, and we laughed hysterically. And then I said, oh, you know what? I don't know that my computer and my cell phone batteries are fully charged. I hope I have an opportunity to charge them. And with that, the power came back on. And since then, the power's been on. But we will see.
Well, it's always, you know, in someone else's hands at times like that when you're at the mercy of the strong winds at the Pacific Northwest right now and wherever you're at in the world, right? We just have to wait and see what happens.
Absolutely. Although I did have a couple of moments there, I was feeling like an extremely powerful manifester. You know, I think we may lose power. Click, the lights, and then, but I need more power to charge my phone and my computer. And with that, the lights came back on. So, you know.
Yeah, I think you're a powerful manifester. I know that for sure. But I also think that you have some really powerful guides that like to play tricks on you.
That's true. Yeah, and it's hard to really separate the two. You know, they could just be joking around with me.
Right. Now, yeah, if the whole power went out for miles around, that'd be pretty powerful, but it may have just been in your building.
Yeah, well, although I could hear a transformer not too far away making noises like, you know, they were attempting to keep it on. And this happens in the autumn in the Pacific Northwest. It, you know, we don't normally have high winds except during certain storms, like November, December, January sometimes. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Well, I'm sure you guys are going to survive it just fine. And, you know, just hold on tightly when you're outside. You're not very big, so.
Okay, I'll hang on. how are things going in Colorado?
So far, so good. We're very pretty, beautiful, dry, but, you know, unfortunately a little too dry. I think we're way behind in snowfall already, you know, not that I'm complaining, mind you, but, you know, the people that want to start going to that place of fear with all the wildfires we had this past summer and, you know, the drought conditions. And what people tend not to realize is Colorado is a high desert. It's desert. It's not a wet climate. And so we're naturally run dry. Now you put in the big homes with the beautiful green lawns that need to be sprinkled and watered daily in the summertime creates adverse conditions for this desert. So, you know, we kind of have to look at the way we're looking at our lives right now and think, are we making the best choices for the environment that we're in?
Right. And of course, the evergreens there look so very different than the ones here. And at first I'm thinking, why do the trees here look so different? And I realized, oh yeah, they have to be different varieties because it's so dry there. I mean, my skin gets dry every time I go there because I'm just not used to that lack of moisture.
Right. Yeah, it's just completely different. And, you know, I love the environment here, but I'm not going into that place of fear. I trust that this beautiful weather we've been having, sunny and in the 60s, is just for me in time when I leave on my cruise soon, uh-huh. I'm certain it will snow a lot.
And so you're going to be on your cruise next week at this time, aren't you?
Yes. So, yes, I'm going to miss being on the show with you, but you have a very special guest.
Yes, I do. Jeff Brown. We'll talk a little bit more about him towards the end of the show, but he's amazingly insightful and grounded. I love spiritual leaders who are grounded. And this gentleman integrates all sorts of like the human reality and the spirituality into that, and has sort of a unique perspective, and it's a refreshing perspective. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, I know you'll have fun. I'll be having a lot of fun. I'll be on the, in the Bahamas on an island that day. So yeah, I'll be missing you from afar.
Yeah, but probably not too much, huh?
Not too much. But that's okay. Yeah. I have to get away every once in a while. And that's the thing. It's like my husband doesn't know which wife he's going on the cruise with yet.
And what does that mean? Excuse me? He has more
than- Well, he doesn't have more than one wife. He doesn't know if he's going to go with, you know, the wife who is all about disconnecting and not being on any technology and just playing and having fun and being free, or the wife that's going to be working on her book or many other things that she's, you know, being called to do right now.
So right.
He's prepared for either one. He's completely ready to relax completely, or he's going to bring his artwork and he can do his own art stuff while I'm doing mine.
And I think that sort of thing, particularly when, you know, we have time away, it's hard to predict because it feels so important to me when I get away to be in the flow, which may mean spending 3 hours writing, or it may mean, you know, lounging by the swimming pool with my eyes closed and the straw from the drink, you know, at my mouth. And
exactly. So, I'm not going to plan my vacation.
Yeah, I know there are lots of people who like to plan things out, you know, sometimes down to the hour or the minute. You know, we're going to take this tour and that tour and do this and then that. That would exhaust me. I think that we all have this innate ability to just sort of be in the flow and connect with what I think is just spirit speaking through us, and vacation's a perfect opportunity to do that.
You're absolutely right. And I'm actually very excited about this cruise. This is one where we don't have any excursions or any particular plans on any one island. We have nothing planned at all. And I'm really looking forward. I don't usually plan a whole lot, but looking forward to the fact that nothing is planned. It's all possibilities. It's unlimited possibilities. And so I'm going with an absolutely no limits attitude. So yeah, whatever my heart calls me in that direction, that's what I'm supposed to be doing at that moment.
Sounds great. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
We'll miss you. Yes. So here in the United States this week on Thursday, we have Thanksgiving coming up.
It's already here. How is 2012 almost over? I'm really freaking out. Because it was just 2011 Thanksgiving yesterday. So.
I know. Time just seems to be speeding up. And my kids are saying the same thing. And I think there's an aspect of getting older where each year is a smaller percentage of our life. So it seems to go by more quickly. But there's something else going on too. It just feels like, you know, there's some relationship that we have with time that seems to be shifting.
Exactly. It is. It's not, you know, because I'm not really getting that much older, I don't think. At least not that I'm willing to admit. But it's different than what our grandparents used to warn us about. I really do feel like something is accelerating. You know, just look at technology and the way it advances today's terms. What used to take 10 years to go from, you know, a cassette tape to a CD, how quickly the smartphones and handheld devices are changing within months of one another.
Yeah. It's funny. The other day I was thinking about what my mother used to tell me that she had experienced in her life, the new things that came out. I mean, she would talk about things like bubblegum. They created bubblegum when I was a kid. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me, you know. And I heard a definition of technology once, and they said, Technology are those things that have been developed since you were born. Because we have this perception that, like refrigerators, they're technology, but we don't think it, we take that for granted. So when we say technology, we're talking about the new smartphones and, you know, the latest Mac or PC and the aspects of the computerization of our cars and things like that. But there's a whole lot of technology supporting our lives that we just take for granted.
And thank goodness. I don't think I take it for granted. When I was at that place in my life where I was genuinely upset every time I had to do the laundry, you know, I thought about how I could systematically eliminate people from my lives and reduce the laundry loads, you know, which isn't a good thing when you're a mother.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But I had to finally get to the place where I just appreciated the fact that I had this technology available to me, the washing machine. I wasn't taking our laundry down to the river and beating it on rocks and hanging it in the sun to dry. Although I don't mind hanging clothes outside. But, you know, when I got into the state of appreciation that this really isn't that bad, things shifted for me.
Right, right. And that's what our show is about today, appreciation and gratitude. And, you know, I think that you and I have a slightly different definition of gratitude than many do. And we're going to get more into that when we come back. And we're going to take a quick break. Please join us in just a moment. This is Christine Upchurch on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And with Thanksgiving just a few days away here in the United States, Christine and I wanted to talk a little bit more about the essence of gratitude. And, you know, for spiritual practice, it's highly recommended that people be in a state of gratitude. So what does a state of gratitude mean to you, Christine?
Well, first of all, let me tell you what it doesn't mean. And I may tick some people off here when I say this. It's not about the sickly sweet, oh, life is wonderful, where you're busy suppressing those negative feelings. It's about finding your truth, and within that truth, however chaotic and messy it is, finding things to appreciate. And being in genuine appreciation as opposed to just speaking the words about how grateful you are because it's something you think you should do.
Oh, I love that. And yeah, and that is so true. There's a big difference. I mean, we can always go through the motions of anything in life.
Right.
And those motions, it's just, you know, you're not really fully present when you're going through it. You're on autopilot. And so I was at that place too where I was like, okay, I'm going to write every day in a journal. I'm going to write, you know, the gratitude. And it started out, it was a lot of fun, you know. And
uh-huh.
It's like finding things to explore and like treasure hunting in my life for things to be grateful for. But then after a while, you know, I felt like I was regurgitating things. I was just going through the motions. I wasn't really feeling
right.
It. And so I dropped that practice of writing daily in a gratitude journal.
Right.
Because it becomes no longer authentic.
Yeah, and if it becomes one of the things you should do as opposed to something that you're inspired to do, then why bother?
Yeah, but I can tell you when I was in that authentic expression, really feeling the gratitude and the appreciation for the amazing things that are in my life, the people and the places I visit and the things I get to do and things in my life, everything grew exponentially. I had more time. I had an abundance in all areas. I think many people attach that abundance to the dollar, and that's not, or any kind of currency, and it's not that. It's abundance in all of life.
Right.
From
right.
The time, our relationships with others, the food that we eat, maybe not the chocolate we consume.
I like abundance there too.
I do too. I like it really rich, dark, and, you know, in moderation though.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And yet there's like this caveat here. It you can't do it in order to get the abundance. It's not like, okay, well, I'm going to be grateful here in order to get what I want. Using it to manipulate energetically the world. Instead, it's a matter of coming to the truth of it and finding appreciation within whatever exists in your life. And if you can't do it in this moment, then don't fake it. Don't put, you know, frosting on mud and say, okay, well, this is cake now. It's if you're facing the mud, if you've got negative stuff in there, you have to embrace that too in order to navigate, excavate your way to the appreciation.
Yes, and I like that analogy to excavate because it is about a process of digging. And, you know, we have said many times on this show that all emotions are necessary. There are no good emotions or bad emotions, you know, positive or negative. We live in a duality, so we like to classify things that way. And that's just the way our minds work. But it really, the essence of the totality of the wholeness of who we are embraces all of it.
Yes. And interestingly enough, the more and more we embrace the totality, we embrace those things that we're not comfortable with that might feel extremely painful to have within us and to release. But the more we accept the whole, the more we appreciate both sides of the contrast. You know, we see the gifts in the difficulties, the gifts in the heart-opening aspects of grief, the gifts in the difficulties within a relationship. So that, by accepting the whole, including all of our emotions, that allows us to appreciate more.
Yes, and when we can find any kind of appreciation at any level, everything in life opens up more. We have more clarity, more insight, more knowingness of what to do next. So we don't feel so alone. I know that there's times in my life where it felt like I didn't have anything. It felt like everything was stacked up against me.
Right.
And so to find anything to be grateful for was a stretch. And it can start as simply as I have this breath in this moment right now. I'm alive. Right. I'm breathing. And I'm grateful for that.
So can you just remind our listeners some of where you were at? Because I think a lot of people say, okay, there you are on this radio show and, you know, you've got this impressive career, blah, 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 you know, but really you just don't get it. Tell us where you were at, where you were having to really stretch to find something to be grateful for.
Well, you know, many years ago, I was in a marriage that was abusive in many ways. And, you know, I pushed a lot of buttons. I'm not too completely innocent in it at all. And I felt completely alone at that point. Most of my family was moved out of the state. So I was here working with my two children and a husband and very unhappy. And I was drowning my sorrows with a lot of alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to a doctor, my medical doctor, to ask for help because I was depressed, which, mm-hmm. you know, makes sense when you're ingesting a lot of depressant into your body, like alcohol, which is a natural depressant. Of course, you're going to feel depressed, not to mention you're in a lot of debt. I was in a lot of debt. I was mm-hmm. in an abusive marriage. And I go to my medical doctor for help, and he prescribed an antidepressant for me,
uh-huh.
which I couldn't find the courage at the time to even stop drinking. You know, so I was drinking on top of an antidepressant, which then at least I still had the wherewithal to realize what was happening and that I was dabbling in a place where I was losing my sanity and my grip on reality. And I knew at that time I didn't know where to go for help, what to do, you know.
Right.
But I did go back to my doctor. I found some things, but I had to find something within me to want to survive. Because I was mm-hmm. so miserable, I didn't really care if I lived anymore or not. In fact, death almost seemed like the easier option than right. everything that I'd have to go through to find my self-esteem, to get sober, to find the courage to ultimately leave that marriage. And all those things happened because I found enough gratitude and appreciation for me as a mother and for my children.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know?
And that's where it started. And that was why I got sober, was for my kids. And so I had to find something, a lifeline, so to speak. And I did. I found that. And I'm grateful for that. And, you know, that's one aspect of my life at times where I felt like I couldn't find anything to be grateful for or appreciate. But there's always something, you know. One of the teachings of Abraham Hicks was a book of positive aspects. And what that is, it's like gratitude, it's appreciation, where you find the positive aspects in a person or a situation.
Right.
What it does is help to change your vibration in relationship to that person. Right.
So, yes.
When I have to say, you know, I left that marriage, I ended up getting divorced, I remarried, I was happily married. To my new husband, but yet there was still this victim vibration I was carrying. I still had a lot of anger and resentment toward my previous husband and the relationship that we had. And considering we had shared custody, there was still interactions. And so I always found a lot of opportunities to be very discouraged with him mm-hmm. and have problems. And I kept getting this message about the book of positive aspects. And I kept denying it and to do the work, you know, and the messages kept coming. And I'll tell you the funniest thing, I got a CD in the mail from Abraham, one of their workshops, throw it into my laptop to put it to my MP3 player, right?
Right.
And to play in the middle of a CD, which has never done that before.
Uh-huh. So it must have been a message. What did it say?
It's talking about the need to do the book of positive aspects. Ex-husband, you know? Okay, I did it. So right then in that moment, I contacted a friend of mine. I said, I can't think of one thing. You know, I keep getting this message to do this, and there's not one thing I can think of positive about this man. I just have so much anger and resentment, right? And she's uh-huh. like, just start with, you breathe the same air. And she says, no, just start there. You got to start somewhere. And so that's the whole philosophy in the book of positive aspects is you start at one place, read it, rewrite it. You get until you activate that vibration. And then you still have something new to cling on to. Something new comes into your awareness. So I started with, we breathe the same air. And it took me a while. And I read it and rewrote it multiple times. And I finally went, well, he loves his son. Because this mm-hmm. came right after he was trying to reduces child support with increased visitation. And I was very triggered. And so this was the way I could find some gratitude. And I was like, well, he does love his son, you know, so something new. And I kept going from there. And I have to say, I was able to eventually heal that relationship in many ways. It's not perfect. We don't share dinners together or anything like that.
Right.
But we've been able to raise our son, who's now 18, and do it pretty well without any kind of damage, hopefully.
Well, that's fabulous. And I'm sure that you also realize now that you've learned so much from that difficult relationship that that when you see the gifts within, which are easier to see once you're out of the situation, of course, if there are other aspects of that negativity, that difficulty that actually provided you with great learning experiences, right?
Oh, yes. I'm so grateful. I don't regret anything. And actually, I got to the point where I was able to sit in front of my ex-husband and ask for his forgiveness for my role in the dysfunction of the marriage that we had.
Wow, that's amazing. And you didn't do that because you thought you should, right?
No, I was guided. My heart asked me to do it.
Yes.
And I felt the need. I was felt blessed for all of it.
My goodness. Yes, so if you can find positivity and things to feel grateful for within the context of that, then I think anybody could. So that's an inspiring story, Sabrina. Thank you. So we need to take another break. This is Christine Upchurch on Authenticity Rising. When we come back, we're going to talk more about gratitude and appreciation. Stay tuned.
Saskia Roel came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And so, Christine, I just shared some, wow, a big story right there on the air.
Right.
Me trying to find some gratitude or a way to appreciate life in the midst of one of the darkest periods of my life, where then everything eventually, years and years later, unfolded into something quite amazing and beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you had any similar experience?
Oh, yes. I mean, so many of them. I think, though, that for me, I've found gratitude in experiences from the past that were difficult. For instance, you know, I've talked about healing myself of cancer. You know, facing cancer once upon a time, it felt so overwhelming, and it was really difficult for me to find happiness and joy and appreciation for anything within that context. And then after the fact, I realized all the gifts, and I'm truly grateful for having experienced that illness because it was such a good teacher. And for me, I think that I regularly get to this place where I'm feeling out of balance and I'm not feeling appreciative for anything. And for a long time, I thought to be spiritual, you have to feel a certain way. You have to behave a certain way. And I would feel really stuck. I would feel stuck because I couldn't get into that place of true appreciation, true gratitude. And I was stifling the unpleasant feelings within, as well as it automatically stifles the joy. And I think that the trick for me has become to really embrace the negative feeling. Like, I'm just feeling really ticked off about the situation right now. And to start viewing it as all really important information and recognizing that within me, I've got different personalities, so to speak. You know, we all have different parts of ourselves, like the wounded child from certain situations. And so recently I was feeling kind of ostracized within a certain situation, and I was having a hard time finding any appreciation in that. And then I recognized, oh my goodness, this is illuminating for me, the fact that I have this deep need to be accepted and approved of. And when I started viewing it as really good information, I became very grateful for having those negative feelings. So having the gratitude at seeing that the negative feelings as information helped me to understand, oh, this is just a wonderful opportunity to release some of that woundedness, to reveal it, to illuminate it, and to allow it to be released. And so within that context, when I began to view the information as something I was grateful for, no matter how uncomfortable it made me, then I began to see the gifts in it, and it created this deeper ease. And now it's like I've developed an entirely different relationship to the situation because I feel whole. Like, it's not that little inner child that's wounded that's driving the situation, but rather she knows that I will protect her when I need to, and that she is absolutely fine, and but she's not running the show. And so it's not about reacting in a negative way. But it was really important to me to find appreciation and gratitude for the difficulties, for me to work my way into true appreciation and growth from that experience.
I love that. And it makes so much sense. And I'm seeing the analogy of the lotus flower. The lotus flower is such a beautiful flower. If you're not familiar with it, you know, it usually has anywhere from 55 to 105 petals that opens up one at a time. And it has to go through all the mud.
Yeah.
Deep beneath the water before it rises to the surface and can bloom. So it's a flower that has to endure and struggle through a lot of hardship in order to show its beauty and shine in this world. And in the Eastern philosophy, they often equate the lotus flower to enlightenment, because it's going through those difficult, challenging times that we do end up finding ourselves, our true selves, our authentic self, and can then step into our light and our power and shine all right. The imperfections and everything embraced fully.
Yeah, that's a beautiful analogy. I love that analogy. And it's so true. And it's a part of the gratitude package, so to speak. You know, it's not just about sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table and saying, I'm grateful for this and that and this and that, and then eating. Or even, you know, saying a prayer every day in terms of, you know, I'm grateful for this, this, and this. It's about developing true appreciation for all the aspects of our lives, including the difficult moments.
Yes. And, you know, I like to believe that eventually we get to a point in our evolution where we don't have to have so many of the difficult moments.
Yes.
But if we've had them, to appreciate them and to see them with a new set of eyes. And again, it's always typically right after or shortly after the hindsight that comes in.
Right.
And it can be very challenging. We know so many people listening today are still going through challenges on the East Coast and from the storm, Superstorm Sandy. And it can't always be easy. But one day, my belief is that all the blessings will be revealed in that situation.
Yes. And, you know, I think that when we shift our perspective and view all of this, the things that unfold in our life as important information to guide us towards healing and moving into our authentic selves, that it allows us to sort of have a different mindset so that we no longer resist those difficult emotions. We don't resist having illuminated those aspects of ourselves that we're uncomfortable with. It's like, oh, it's absolutely perfect. Oh, this feels crappy. But oh, this is absolutely perfect. Oh, this hurts so much. But this is absolutely perfect. And when you begin to sort of see the perfection in it, then it allows it to come through much more quickly and easily. And also, it's the stuff that you suppress that creates the most difficulty. And really, once you get used to this concept of releasing and recognizing that you always feel better afterwards, and there's muck in there and you have to grow through it and let it go, then it's no longer a matter of having to go through lots and lots of difficult processing. It's just processing.
Exactly. And, you know, I just had all these visions as you were talking about, you know, smiling and, oh, it's all okay and all that, you know, all these faces around these holiday tables coming up where they're biting their tongue and they're not speaking their truth and they're smiling through it saying it's all good.
Yeah.
And I actually have family portraits of me captured in that face.
Oh dear. But you know, in those difficult family situations, there's wonderful information that gives you all sorts of insight into how you're stuck and why you're there and what are the various gifts that have come from it, you know, both the positive and the negative that is actually in, you know, it's disguised as negative because it's really ultimately positive, something for you to release.
Yes.
And through. But yeah, those family dinners can be rather interesting.
I bring a lot of personalities together. But yeah, I think everyone's born into the ideal family for them, for whatever choice that they needed, you know, whatever lessons, whatever they needed to experience, however you want to view that. And so it's all perfectly orchestrated on one. Although there's probably a lot of people who don't agree with me right now, those people that were always going, who are these people, like from their crib trying to figure out who they're surrounded by. But it is all for our growth and our evolution, and it's all divine. And you know, we had this philosophy you and I were talking about recently on one of the shows here, about when I was talking about the 25th high school reunion, about going back, and I didn't do that, about leaving the tribe. And so it's very comforting for me now to recognize that if I get a little emotional about some people still having certain beliefs about me or the way life should be, and they're not the same as mine, instead of judging them for it, I just, like, you know, not everyone is supposed to leave the tribe.
Right. Absolutely.
That's very comforting to me.
Yes, and yes, as individuals who have stepped outside our comfort zone, stepped away from the mainstream in certain ways, and left the tribe, it's, as Carolyn Mace talks about in some of her teachings, it's about learning to view things in a totally new perspective and bringing that growth back to the tribe. So, you know, think in terms of those Thanksgiving dinners as being a time to, at least on a vibrational level, illuminate your family members. But it's also a chance, an opportunity to see where you've come from and what you've grown past and what you still have to grow through.
And appreciate all of it, yes.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, appreciate the turkey and the stuffing, too. Or the tofurkey if you're a vegetarian.
Or ham if you don't like turkey.
Yes.
Or Chinese if you don't care.
Yes, I guess it doesn't have to be the traditional meal. And, you know, sometimes I have to take a few breaths along the way because it's a whole lot of work to get all that food to the table. So, yeah. Yes, and then there are the dirty dishes, and nobody truly appreciates those. Anyway, we need to go to a break. You're listening to Authenticity Rising. When we come back, we're going to do our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think.
Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we are back on Authenticity Rising. And today we've been talking about how to express your authentic gratitude. We don't want to sugarcoat it anymore. It's easy to sit there and go, oh, I like my life because of this, or this is a good person to have around, or I have a good job. that doesn't really feel very grateful or appreciative. It's more or less just kind of going through the motions. It's like saying an affirmation without having any feeling behind it.
Right. And that feeling place is so important because it is the feeling that generates the vibration. You know, the feeling with the thought is just an essential part of creating the vibration of gratitude or whatever it is that you want to create in your life. And so, yeah, you have to feel that.
Yeah, because when you're in the feeling place of it, you're really connected to your higher self, your soul, your spirit, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Absolutely. And it's, I think it's the way that we have communication from our guides. And it's also the way we communicate vibrationally to the world to attract what it is we're going to attract. So, yeah, so I think that you're so right. It's not a matter of just going down the bullet list. So what's our Dare of the Week going to be?
Well, I think it's important with Thanksgiving here in the U.S. and everyone already has gratitude and the things that they're thankful for on their mind. Let's challenge our listeners for the Authenticity Rising Dare of the Week. That they get into a feeling place of gratitude, authentic gratitude, where they're connected with their higher self, their inner being, and fully appreciate whatever is in their awareness. If it's the people in their life, the life that they're living, the situations, if it's just because they're simply alive, whatever it is, yeah. Get into that authentic place and that feeling place of it.
And that feeling place often occurs within the moment that it is happening. So it might be that you're making cranberry sauce or pies with one of your children or one of your grandchildren and seeing the magic and the beauty in that moment, that connection. Or it might be, you know, having one of your elderly relatives come to the house for dinner after, you know, and not knowing if they're going to be there the following year and feeling grateful for all that you've learned, both good and bad, difficult and pleasant from that person, at your relationship to that person. Or it could just be, you know, taking a breath of the cool air outside, but it is in that moment.
Yes, and that's a very valuable point to make. That's where all of our power is in the moment, right here, right now. And I can tell you the meals that I've consumed when I'm in a state of appreciation, the food tastes phenomenal.
Isn't that fascinating? I've experienced the same thing.
And yeah, so who doesn't want their meal, their special Thanksgiving meal, whatever it is, to taste the best it's ever tasted? So that's our Dare of the Week. Make your Thanksgiving meal, whatever it is, be the best because you're in such a state of appreciation that it could be nothing else, even if the turkey's burned.
Right, right. And then the best doesn't mean that you're competing for a blue ribbon in cooking. It's
no.
About putting yourself into it.
Yeah, it's an individual perspective anyway. So, you know.
Right.
You could have the driest meat on the planet or whatever it is, the driest stuffing, and it will still be the best if you're in that state of appreciation. It's fascinating dynamic.
Right. And I remember one Thanksgiving. It was one of the first, I think it was probably the first Thanksgiving I ever made a turkey. And after cooking it, I managed to drop it across the kitchen floor.
Oh, no.
And I just remember feeling like such dread. And you know what? I've developed such an appreciation for that story. I've laughed so often. And I could still, in my mind, see that turkey go, you know, dropping off those big forks that went into it. And it's watch it slide across this old kitchen floor. And, you know, it's amusing. It's a great story.
Well, what did you do is what I want to know.
I think that basically rinsed it off a bit and then served it. And I don't remember eating very much of it, but it was, you know, it was amusing. But that wasn't the only turkey that's ever made it to the floor, because there was another time, the whole other story, where the raw turkey ended up sliding across, but I wasn't the one who sent it shooting across the floor.
Well, it might be a theme going, maybe we should do some turkey bowling.
Dear.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, well, that just goes to show you we're never in control of anything. And even in that moment where it might have seemed a little bit sad and you wanted to cry, probably a little devastating at the moment, you have the best story to tell.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And it's all perfect, however it unfolds, and including whatever negative feelings we have, because the rest of the family is sitting on their butts watching television while we're cooking dinner.
The truth comes out.
or if things don't turn out exactly the way they're supposed to, you know, it's all perfect. It's representing a celebration of life, and life is filled with all sorts of ups and downs, ebbs and flows.
Yes, and I think that's important, that we need to just appreciate ourselves regardless of the ups and downs and the turkey going across the floor, whatever didn't turn out the way we expected it to. Appreciating ourselves first and foremost will help us to appreciate all those around us.
Right. Absolutely. And I certainly appreciate this conversation with you, Sabrina, and I appreciate every single listener who's listening to us today, whether you're doing it over the internet or in your cars or at home on the radio. It's such a wonderful opportunity to connect and to begin to explore things in a slightly different way. And I always enjoy that with you, Sabrina.
Oh, well, thank you, Christine. And you know, I appreciate you so much. I can tell you anything in the world, and you've been there throughout so many times for me, and I just love playing with you and having fun as we continue to find our way in our lives and help others do the same.
Yes, and it's it is.
And we love Brian.
Yes, we absolutely love Brian, who is our engineer, who makes this show possible and is so easy going on the breaks. He gets us right in tune with happy-go-lucky Authenticity Rising show. So you thank you, Brian.
Thank you. I mean, it's a pleasure. You two are the best. Number one, the tag team of the world's greatest MCs.
All right. We love you, Brian.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Yes.
Hey, I'm always happy. You know that.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah, happy is a good place to be. So, by the way, we should tell folks how to get in touch with us. Our website is authenticityrising.com. That's authenticityrising.com. And we've got a Facebook page too, right, Sabrina?
Yes, you can find us on Facebook under Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And we'd love to hear from you. You can find the archives on Transformation Talk Radio as well.
What's the name of the station?
I don't know. I can't talk.
A little tongue-tied today.
Yeah, Brian, you know that one.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
And you can also connect with us, you know, by sending us a note on Facebook. We would love to hear about what you discovered about gratitude this week. If you take our Dare of the Week and take that Authenticity Rising into action, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at info@authenticityrising.com or connect with us on Facebook and send us a message that way.
Yes, and it's so much more fun to connect with people and spread this feeling of appreciation and gratitude out in the world. And just remember that every time you can find something to be thankful for, you'll see more and more.
Absolutely. And also, be gentle with yourself when you're not feeling appreciative of anything, because that has its perfection as well.
That's right.
So if you're gritting your teeth during the family time or feeling frustrated because your gravy is getting lumpy or whatever, that's perfect too. And so accept yourself fully, and that acceptance is the path to gratitude.
Exactly, because no one appreciates you more than your full self, your inner being.
Absolutely.
Let it shine through.
Absolutely. And so what are you feeling appreciative of right now, Sabrina?
You know, I have so many things. One thing, our business, my family, my husband, going to the Caribbean next week. That's what I'm really appreciating right here, right now.
And I'm feeling really appreciative of the team I work with here and the wonderful healing center I have that I get to meet amazing people and help transform lives. And I'm also appreciative of the fact that we have a fabulous guest coming on next week. His name is Jeff Brown. He's the author of Ascending with Both Feet on the Ground. And I look forward to that conversation with him next week. So until next week, we're going to be tuning out. Please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Thanks, Sabrina. Thanks, Brian. Thank you. Love you both. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.